like that. But it was fun. Oh, I love dealing with them. I grieve now because we got rid of the farms. Because I see other people, cattle and old. I like the outside life part of it. But I just couldn't do both.
Well, did you all have tons of farmers all the time you had the farms?
Yes, that's what you had. You either had that or the last 2 years we had one farm. We just rented it out for cash rent. Mm-hmm. Because I just couldn't get a tenant.
And what did you get rid of them then?
Oh, let's see. 20 years ago. I wish I had them now at the prices that are going, but I don't.
You mentioned the tenant farmers. This county's never had many blacks.
Well, that's another story. When my father was growing up, there used to be some Negroes here. There is a Negro cemetery over on the other side of the knob. And that used to be one of the things when you were growing up that you did. You climbed the knob and you went down the west side to go to the Negro cemetery and you looked at the foundations of the old Negro church. Now that was one of the things that you did when you grew up. And I don't know what years they left. They must have left here in the 20s. But let's see, my mother and dad married in 6 or 8, I forget which it is. And they had Negroes here then. They lived up and down the branch, more or less. And some of them went into Oklahoma. Some of them moved to Batesville. They just all cleared out. There's probably not more than 10 families. Mm-hmm. One of them that went to Oklahoma struck it rich. Had 40 acres, or so they say. That's just the story. I reckon it's so, as far as I know. And we've never had Negroes here. Now, they have a few Negroes at Melbourne, and they had a few Negroes at Eden and Shade when my mother was growing up. And there may be a few in Izzard now, but there's none in Sharp County, as far as I know.
What were there various terms used, impolite terms, toward colored people, that you can remember around here? Or what would have been the terms you'd expect?
There wouldn't be anything used ugly in this part of the country with the Negroes at the time that they lived here. Mm-hmm. They were just families of Negroes, and they usually did the manual work for other people. Mm-hmm. That was the only thing that they did. Mm-hmm. But there were, you didn't use any of the dirty terms. I never heard usually it was Aunt Mary or Uncle John or something like that. They usually spoke of them in those terms. And I don't think those terms are ugly. And I don't ever recall anybody saying that, anything like that. Of course, there wasn't too much, I don't remember anything about it. It's just from references of my, what my mother and dad said. Mm-hmm. I know there was one Negro that lived here that worked at one of the car agencies in Batesville. And I can remember as a child, my dad, you know, driving in there to get service or something, and he was one of the servicemen, you know. Why, just stand there and talk to him? Why, you never thought anything about it.
Yes, I was thinking also, some communities, I guess, where there's something closer to a balance of blacks and whites, particularly children will sometimes have terms, not bad terms so much as joking terms.